A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, I will deal with you according to what you have done, you who despised your oath, breaking a covenant. Yet I will remember the covenant I made with you when you were a girl, and I will set up an everlasting covenant with you. Then you shall remember your conduct and be ashamed. When I take your sisters, those older and younger than you, and give them to you as daughters, even though I am not bound by my covenant with you. For I wish I will reestablish my covenant with you, that you may know that I am the Lord, that you may remember and be covered with confusion, and that you may be utterly silenced for shame, when I pardon you for all that you have done, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. You have turned from your anger. You have turned from your anger. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. You have turned from your anger. Give thanks to the Lord. Acclaim His name. Among the nations make known His deeds. Proclaim how exalted is His name. You have turned from your anger. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. You have turned from your anger. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever? He said in reply, Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate. They said to him, Then why did Moses command that a man give a woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her? He said to them, Because of the hardness of your hearts. Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery. His disciples said to him, If that's the case of a man with his wife, it's better not to marry. He answered, Not all will accept this word, but only those to whom it has been granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept this. The Gospel of the Lord. And so this morning, the first reading is, you have two options, the longer version and the shorter version. We went to the shorter version because the longer version is quite explicit about finding a baby and it's in its blood. And yeah. Anyway, but God sits there and takes that child and loves it and makes it beautiful and everything else, but the girl goes and becomes a harlot. But God still loves her. And so The verse we read is part of that and says, no matter what you've done, you're going to be shamefaced because I'm just going to forgive you. And again, if you've ever really known that you deserve punishment and yet the person who you hurt just forgives you, it humbles you all the more normally if you have any kind of a heart. Huh? And so here's the God of the universe when we have sinned and all of us have. And he looks at us and says, "And I don't have to have a covenant with you. I don't have to forgive you, but I do." That's what we call mercy, giving something good to someone who doesn't deserve it. And that's what God gives to us, and that's what God wants us to give to each other. Mercy, giving something good to someone who doesn't deserve it. So today, let's ask for the grace to receive mercy and be instruments of mercy. May it you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and pray.